This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talking to you, not at you, is Rich McFadden.
With you,
yes. Did I say with you?
You said to you, not at you.
You, with you, around you.
I think we're talking with you.
Through you. That's what they say in the city council meeting. Through you, Mr. Chairman, to whoever it is that you're speaking to instead of just talking to. That's part of Robert's Rules of Order, I think, isn't it? What just
Robert.
Yeah. And who made him boss?
Right. Ken Kessler is really the boss here, along with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on that big earthquake in Kansas last night. Almost five, well, not big, but it was big for Kansas-Oklahoma border. 33 miles southwest of Wichita last night. Things were boom shakalaloom. What do you say, Jennifer?
Boom shakalaka.
Shakalaka, that's what they were doing. The Central Plains late in the day, not the sort of thing you'd normally expect there in the heartland.
I feel the earth move.
Oh, yeah.
I feel the sky
folks
tumbling.
Felt it in neighboring states as well. There was a report from Irving, Texas, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. U.S. Geological Survey says that there were no injuries, no heavy damage reported. Wasn't there an earthquake? Where was the last earthquake? A couple of weeks ago. Wasn't in this country, though, was it?
There are earthquakes every minute.
There are. Actually, yeah, you're right about that. That was the point we made. Yeah.
When are there never earthquakes? Yeah. When are there not earthquakes?
Always earthquakes. The things are changing underneath the plates of the continental shelf and the plates where all of the surface, we think that going down in the ocean 3 miles is deep, man. Can you believe that? Going down 3 miles in the ocean? Hello. It's 12,000 miles to the core of the earth. So 3 miles doesn't seem to be too high. Can you imagine? Think about this. The pressure. You've heard of the bends people get when they go into deep sea diving and they go down 300-400 feet.
Right.
And they come up too quickly, they don't get enough oxygen, and their bodies almost disintegrate. So that's the pressure of 400 feet. Imagine what it's like going down 4,000 feet or 40,000 feet. In terms of, you've probably seen some of those old submarine movies where the submarine gets crushed.
Right, people's lungs pop,
Yeah, get down that far. So now, let's just keep going. The average depth of the Pacific Ocean is about 4.5-5 miles. Where the plane went down, supposedly, I think it's 10 miles there. Some places 17 miles, 24 miles is the deepest, I think, anywhere. And so that's heavy pressure. But think of what it's like at the core of the Earth, 12,000 miles. That's why there are volcanoes, because the Earth in the center is always on fire. The temperatures are so hot you couldn't believe. You think, the sun's really hot. But we have temperatures that almost equate what the sun's temperature is at the center of our Earth. I don't think people realize
what causes that.
Energy.
Is it friction, I guess? Energy, friction?
It's the pressure. It's all the pressure that comes. And, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. The Earth is made of gas, as Jennifer will be happy to tell you. We were earlier today, Richie, before you showed up, discussing the climate change and how much there was of carbon dioxide in the air. 5 billion tons coming from the Chinese every year. So how do you measure? Somebody called me and said, what was it, Kenny? 14.7 pounds per square inch. So if you,
like that.
If you had a, so this is the concept here, give you a headache. Measure your piece of property. How many square inches do you think there are on your piece of property, Richie?
I couldn't even tell you.
Okay. So how many feet there are multiplied by 12, yada, yada, yada.
Quarter acre lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's, let's see, 40, that's 10,000 square feet times 12. So you have about 100, you're about 12,000 square inches. On your
thank you. I was wondering.
All right, so multiply that times 15. All right, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Another one's going to be a math test.
12.
Not just once, by the way.
Right.
12 times 15 is, let's see here, about 18,000. Is that right? 1,800. No, sorry, 1,800. So you've got on each of... You've got, wow, you got a lot of, you got tons of crap in your yard, Richie.
Oh, my God.
Colorado pot sales are up, too, Doug.
Yes, they are. It appears that Colorado's booming pot industry.
Who wouldn't have known it by listening to you? Been there lately?
A bump.
Didn't you have to fly through there on the way back from California?
I did. I may have gotten a little bit too much in stop. The noxious fumes there.
Yeah.
Sales of marijuana for recreational and medical use sell. For the first time since Colorado legalized selling pot earlier this year.
I guess you can't be too high.
Colorado high? Where's John Denver?
I'd like to see how that correlates with pizza sales in there, because we had Peyton Manning.
Well, don't you remember? Peyton Manning bought all those chains.
He said all of his pizza chains were like going gangbusters after the law. Yeah, so I would like to follow the pot sales and see what Peyton Manning's pizza sales are doing.
Really?
See if there's an absolute correlation there.
Jennifer, you missed a story in the TV report. Mike Huckabee may get axed off of Fox.
Well, not because of anything he's done wrong, because he might run for president.
Really? Again?
Yeah, I like him.
Nah.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
You know why? He believes in the
same. He's been the same guy represents him as represents me. You knew that, Richie, right?
I did know that, Doug.
Yeah. And so we were talking yesterday about how Huckabee has been sort of disrespected by a certain radio organizations. And I thought, and I said this, I think, even in the meeting. Well, how do you fire a guy who's going to run for the presidency? I mean, he's actually, he doesn't thrill me with the way and what his presentation and his content.
Yeah, what if he becomes president?
But he becomes president and you fired him from your radio organization? Hello, ding, 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 ding. Not too smart. 14 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you are over the age of 40, this message is for you. And if you're under the age of 40, this message is for you to help the people in your family who are over the age of 40 contain their blood pressure issues. Containing, what does that mean? Contain it. If you have, let's see, Kenny has a little blood pressure issue. I don't know what your measurement is, but you're containing it well because you have treated it, understood it, know what's going on, and that's what you need to do. You have to have physically control of your body. You need to know what's going on in your body. If you have high blood pressure, you've got to deal with it. One of the ways you can is to get on board the Heart Factors Plus bandwagon, which works wonderfully well. It boosts your own body's nitric oxide level. Nitric oxide is basically L-arginine, which is an amino acid that widens your arteries, allows more blood to flow through. And when your arteries are wider, that means your blood pressure goes down. A lot of times, plaque builds up in your arteries, things like that. As you get older, the arteries constrict as natural. So this opens them up. You want normal blood pressure levels? Call 800-577-8560. All right, 800-577-8560. Try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free and see the amazing results for yourself. 800-577-8560. Speaking of Heart Factors Plus, Dr. Ken joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Dr. Ken Kronaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to bring us up to date on the latest medical knowledge. It looks like there's some news from Medicare And I'm wondering how many people this might cover, Ken.
This is good news. Lung cancer, Doug, is the leading cause of cancer killing in America, causing over 159,000 American deaths this year. Annual lung cancer screenings for long-term smokers, they may soon be covered by Medicare. This was announced just this week. The reimbursement proposal would cover annual CT scans for people aged 55 to 74 with a smoking history of 30 pack years who still smoke or quit within the last 15 years. Pack years are determined by multiplying the number of packs smoked daily by the number of years a person has smoked. Private insurers also will be required to cover lung cancer screenings, Doug, for this group of people starting in 2015. So if you smoked for at least 30 pack years, that's equivalent to one pack for 30 years, two packs for 15 years. If you're between ages 55 and 74 and you are still smoking or quit within the last 15 years, you need to be screened with a low-dose CT scan once a year, and this is now approved by Medicare and insurers to begin in 2015. It will be paid for.
Last night, I had the opportunity to share, break bread, if you will, with 18 former colleagues that worked at a radio station I worked at in Boston back in the 1970s, and one of the fellows that was there had had a laryngectomy. Is there a laryn?
He
had
his laryn. Removal of the voice box.
So he had a microphone, a device that he stuck in his throat in order to be able to communicate. And he was speaking with the group and said that the horrors of tobacco and the horrors of smoking did this to him. And he was. He said, I'm a poster child for people smoking. And so you wonder about the vagaries. Look at what it does to you, smoking. Look at what it does to you, all over your body.
Lungs.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's get people to feel a bit younger as we age. It's always nice to be able to sort of reverse things, Ken.
American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry this week, Doug. Feeling younger than one's real age could help to preserve memory and cognitive function, the ability to think as people get older. It appears that aging is both a subjective and biological experience. You'd love that thought, Doug.
Yes.
A younger self-image is more common in physically active people with lower body mass index. People who feel older than their age might require closer monitoring as they may be an early marker of impaired cognition leading to dementia.
Good God, what does all that mean?
It means if you want to preserve your memory, just think younger than your actual age.
Younger than spring time.
Great at that. We're all great at that here.
Are we? We are.
Just think a childlike. It's so healthy.
Yeah, we do that well.
That's easy.
Yeah.
I'm in about seventh grade right about now.
Well, you're going to all live forever.
You're older than me, then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if we all live forever, I hope the last voice I hear is yours.
Resuscitate, Dr. Ken will be like, no, and then Douglas.
That was one of the great lines. John Wayne was talking to Bob Hope on a TV special 40-some-odd years ago, and they were both talking about how old they were.
Yeah.
And it was almost like live long and prosper. Bob Hope says, I hope you live forever to John Wayne, and John Wayne says, I hope the last voice I hear is yours. So that's a kind of cool thing. All right, speaking of cool things, we were talking a minute ago or a little while ago about Heart Factors Plus and how people ought to be using Heart Factors Plus. Ken, this is nothing but good.
Exactly. To every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performance in the bedroom. Well, hell, Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. He tells us, I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body.
Blood pressure issues, all kinds of things. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, your head. It's called Heart Factors Plus. You get it by dialing 800-621-6313. Do it now. You mention Dr. Ken's name, you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313.
The X experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Remember that Branson is the founder of the Virgin Group, Virgin Music, Virgin Stores, Virgin Airplane, Virgin this, Virgin that. Robert Plant shut down rumors that he tore up an $800 million contract that would have the band reuniting for a 35-date tour. The rep for Mr. Plant said that they have not been in receipt of any offers with any organization or promoters regarding the future Led Zepp live shows. Plant has neither met nor communicated with Richard Branson in 50 years, so it was a great surprise to see this report, he said. And Branson said, I've been left dazed and confused by this story during the rounds about us apparently offering Led Zeppelin millions to reform the group, not I suppose reform and reform, carry out a tour. This was on Branson's blog yesterday. As much as I love the band, there's no truth to that story. So much for the rumor mill, Richie.
Well, you know what they say about the rumor mill.
Well, a lot of people say a lot of things about the rumor mill. What do you think?
What do they say, actually?
Well, I thought you guys.
We know about the rumor.
rumor has it. If we've learned one thing in rock and roll history through Leonard Skinner, Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, Stevie Ray Vaughan, it's not to get in a private plane, correct?
I've heard that story,
yeah.
Yes.
Bono learned that story yesterday.
Really?
Did you hear this story?
No.
He was in a private plane flying to Germany to accept a music award.
Yeah.
And the back tailgate fell off of the airplane and sucked all of him and four of his friends' luggage right out the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it wasn't him and his four friends, he's all right.
They were 8,000 feet up over the German coast, and they were able to safely land at the in some Berlin airport.
Really?
So can you imagine? imagine? And this is my thing. If I were ever to had become a rock star, I'm flying
commercial
every time. Because let me tell you something. If you're a rocker, ever look at Payne Stewart,
mm-hmm.
right? Golfer. He died.
Yeah.
All these people die in airplane accidents.
All these people. Richie, there's still the safest way to fly.
It's got to be the number one cause of, besides drugs, airplane accidents, if you're a rock star.
If you're a rock star.
Right.
All right. Okay. Let's, speaking of that, some news from Usher. Do we have any music from Usher? Usher.
No, his friends call him Usher.
They do?
Yes, Usher.
No.
You're yanking keep my going.
Chain.
I'm
wait,
not.
Wait a minute. You're yanking my chain to make me.
I swear I am not. I am not. No, his name is Usher, but like they would, like, his friends go Ursh. Like they call him Ursh. I don't know why. Yeah.
All right. Well, the point of the story from the DougSteffen.com website is that this new song by Usher will be the prize at the bottom of select cereal boxes. This week, an exclusive single is available in the new the Honey Nut Cheerios boxes that are sold at Walmart. Huh?
Oh, my God.
What is the...
Boy, that's when you made it, you know?
You're in a cereal box being sold at Walmart stores across the country. Track is called Clueless. Sounds to me that's what Usher is, or his management team.
You want
to
be associated he's not with clueless. It? He's rich is what he is.
Yeah, but is this a good,
mega
good
rich.
Technique? Is this the best technique for selling new songs? Yes, no?
I think it is a definite, it's a technique. I mean, yeah. I mean, look, people love Usher. He's got this deal with Honey Nut Cheerios. It's genius. He's making money. Right. They're making money.
Everybody thinks it's cool, and I guess I was wrong. 20 and after on Good Day.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Princess Cruises, one of the most famous names in seagoing vacations, is celebrating its 50th anniversary. And to commemorate this important milestone, the company is honoring the iconic TV show that first introduced viewers to Princess Cruises and cruising, The Love Boat. The Love Boat premiered nearly 40 years ago and became one of the highest-rated and longest-running series on television. The show was first shot aboard the Sun Princess back in 1977, and now the six original Love Boat cast members have reunited to serve as godparents for Princess Cruises' newest cruise ship, Regal Princess. Gavin McLeod, who starred as Captain Meryl Stubing.
I'm thrilled to join my former castmates to christen the new Regal Princess before its maiden Caribbean season. I couldn't be happier that the Love Boat has played such a big role in Princess Cruises' history. And now we get to celebrate the company's golden anniversary.
Princess Cruises will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a number of onboard festivities and special cruise vacation offers. Find out more by visiting princess.com.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than Decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MARILUHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The Doug Staff, yeah, thank you. I have some disappointing news for Rich, though, before we get into the issues. Again, we're going to talk to Dr. Joy Brown in a few minutes. She will help us de-stress, as it were. If there are people in your neighborhood, people in your town who are going to bed hungry, do you know about the problems of going to bed hungry in our country, children, adults? We have somebody who's going to focus on that with us in a few moments here on the Good Day program. Rich, I was told to relay a message to you.
Okay, bring it on.
That you will not be the last person that I speak to, as it turns out. Meredith wanted me to make sure that I had it clear with you that the last voice you hear will not be mine.
Tell her that's reassuring.
Well, the last voice I hear will not be yours. It'll be hers.
It'll actually be more of a laugh. Like that, I think.
All right, speaking of laughing, no laughing matter. Yesterday in New York City, window, I ever watched, those of you who have gone to any place where there are big glass buildings and wonder how do they keep these windows clean?
They do it on our building right here all the time. Yeah.
A job you could not pay me.
Oh my God, can you imagine, Jennifer, anything worse than having to get paid to wash windows 70 stories above
hanging by a 2x4
and a cable. So these two window washers were trapped yesterday on a scaffold that had broken.
I'm looking at this.
On the New World Trade Center Tower.
It was breaking news on all the
networks. Yeah, it was all over. It's a great video. The helicopters around the building taking shots of this thing.
I'm sorry, but I would be like, if I were that window washer stuck up there, I'd be like, you take that helicopter out of here. It would be vibrating you.
They had to do was take a saw, and they had to cut the glass on the World Trade Center.
Yeah, 70 you can't stories come down from the top or up from the bottom. It's too high.
No, exactly. There's no way you're going to get at them.
Holy.
And I'm sitting here. I have chills. My legs are uncomfortable just thinking about this because I don't like, I mean, I love to fly. That doesn't bother me. But you're up on a ladder or something.
I'm on a board. I'm telling you what, if there wasn't something filling my pants, it's because the heart attack got
me. Let me tell you something.
There's no way.
When I see, I mean, you talk about getting people to do this job.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Lezama, 41, and Juan Lopez,
mm-hmm.
33, with the two guys.
Juan and Juan.
And when I see the guys outside my, I mean, our building's only 17 stories, mm-hmm. or 17 floors.
Right.
It's always Spanish guys out there.
Yeah. Well, it used to be Canadians. We had back...
Canadians?
No, it was Canadian. It used to be... Why? No, I'm not kidding you.
You know from the famous Canadian... from Ottawa.
No. There were two groups of people that used to work on the radio towers. There were American Indians that would do it, or Canadians. I don't know why. Why do you find that so amusing?
Because Canadians don't do anything.
And then there were, of course, the Indian Canadians who were like, how, eh?
Take off, Pocahontas, eh?
I'm sure our friend Akos will be happy to hear you and your translation of what Canadians are all about.
Yeah, bringing Canadians into the conversation. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, the Canadians, I remember when I was running a radio station, they had a tower that had a problem. We had a bunch of Canadians that came down, and they fixed whatever the problem was.
Get Canada on the phone. Yeah, right. Our transmitter's down.
All right, well, so much for that. In a moment.
This is Canada. We'll be right there, sir. Hey.
See how I make an innocent statement. They all twist and turn around. Folks, see what I have to put up with every day. Twisting and turning my simple statements of reality and fact. Twisted and turned around so that nobody knows what the real story is. All right, we're going to get to the real story of hunger in America. Just how much of a problem is it really? We'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday unbeatable prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or GuitarCenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Hold on a second. Doug Steffen with Ken and Jennifer and Rich and a fellow named Patrick Creedon, who is a documentary filmmaker known for films such as Wordplay and IOUSA, has decided to turn his attention to childhood hunger in America. He has a 4-minute YouTube documentary called Going to Bed Hungry, The Changing Face of Child Hunger. So, Patrick, we're happy to have you here to bring us up to date. Are there any surprises? We all know there's a big problem with millions of children going to bed hungry every night in America. It's appalling. What do you lend to the story that's new?
Well, here's a shocker.
One in five children in America go to bed hungry every night.
What an outrage.
And that's a shocker for me. I mean, I have three kids of my own. My wife and I make our documentaries together. So when I heard that, and I heard about this story, I wanted to get involved and I wanted to help tell it.
All right. So telling it from what perspective, how did you decide to engage yourself and your attention?
We wanted to tell the story from the perspective of young people. And, you know, hunger and food insecurity is a really sensitive topic. I mean, it's not the kind of thing if people are experiencing they necessarily really want to talk about, because there's a lot of people are embarrassed. There's some shame attached to that.
Well, we tend to focus, Patrick, on, I mean, we've talked so much in the last 3-4 months about Ebola, and we point at those guys over there. Look at all the hunger and the problems over there. Hello, go to the streets of Atlanta.
You're absolutely right. There's this feeling that problems of this magnitude exist very far away from us, and of course a lot of them do, and Ebola is an example of that. You know, hunger in America is everywhere. It's down the street. It's in your local public school. It's in the communities that we live in and that we love so much. And there's a great way for people to get involved. And I really believe that by getting sort of out of yourself, if you will, and stepping away from your own challenges and helping others, it's a great way to spend your time.
Especially this time of year.
Project for us.
This time of year, it seems to more beguile us than other times of the year. You think
doesn't
that's
it?
Yeah, it does. Thanks.
Yeah, it does. There's something almost magical about sharing a meal. Mm-hmm. And this time of year is really gearing up towards.
Just on Halloween, there were kids coming by collecting canned goods for the local church. Down in my lobby of my building here, they're collecting food. At the schools, there are free meals for underprivileged kids. I want to know how a child can go hungry in the United States of America these days with all of the programs and charities that seem to go on to feed hungry kids.
Well, in our film, we profiled three families. One of the families, the father died unexpectedly. That was a big shock to them, and it affected their finances greatly. Another family, a father, a 47-year-old man, had a heart attack, was out of work for months. These are the kinds of reasons that people are experiencing hunger. We're not talking about people who are suffering and maybe living downtown or living under a bridge. We're talking about families that live in middle America whose kids look a lot like our kids, and so we were able to, we interviewed hundreds of people, but we found three families whose problems could happen to anyone.
You know,
and that, I think, it was what really opened our eyes.
Before we lose sight of time here, one of the things that's most appalling about this is looking at the way the government wastes money on programs that don't work. The simple collection of people who are in the business of helping people because that's their business, and that isn't the government's business. It's the business of churches and some of these other organizations that you can find in every community. And they work well. The rallying cry goes out. People get together. I just donated some money the other day to a fellow who came to ask me to help a particular project that was working with children in the community where I live. And I think he came to me because I'm a town meeting member, maybe. I don't know why he came to me, and I didn't ask him. I had a quick 5-minute conversation with him. I gave some money to him to help out, and I've been asked to help in other ways, and I probably will. What really appalls me, and this becomes a political statement, I suppose, to a point, I am so disgusted by a government that wants to bring people into this country to take jobs away, and thus money, and thus the ability to buy food from families. And we have all these programs supposedly to help those people who are unemployed, welfare, blah, blah, blah. It just, we have so many contradictions and oxymoronic realities. And the fact that we have children in neighborhoods, as you're suggesting, in every community in this country that are going to bed hungry. And part of it is because of the economy. I was just about to say, I remember a guy who lost his job in 2008 when the recession or depression, whatever you want to call it, started. He hasn't had a job since. His wife has worked a little bit, but they basically got thrown out of their home. The family lived in a car for a while. They ate maybe once a day. Those are the kind of people, and those are the kind of problems that have come about as a result of the downturn in the economy, which has affected millions of families.
All right, so Patrick, how can we help?
Yeah, you know, and Doug, I won't pretend to have all the answers to the challenges we face.
Focus on
but,
it anyway.
But I do know this. I produced the film with Unilever, Project Sunlight. They're a great organization that are committed to creating a brighter future for children. Mm-hmm. And so together with their team, we created a toolkit, which is very simple and informative and actually quite fun for families to get involved in helping others. The toolkit is at projectsunlight.us. Mm-hmm. It's a very easy way to get involved, and it's a great way not just to help others, but to help your own community. You're really kind of helping yourself when you do this.
So it's projectsunlight.us. Projectsunlight.us. All right, Patrick, thank you.
If you want to see the documentary, we have it at DougStephan.com.
And I'll tell your audience, I challenge them to watch the film and not tear up a little bit. It's very emotional. And at the end, it's very inspiring as well. We're really proud to have been associated.
All right. Well, we appreciate you telling us the story. We posted it at DougStephan.com as well, Patrick. Thanks for being here. Patrick Creedon on Good Day. Dr. Joy in a moment here on Good Day.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Dr. Joy Brown is here with us. She's a radio personality, been on the air for a long time. I don't want to say how long, really, because it'll sort of impact.
Since I was a really long time.
855-99, Dr. Joy. You can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She'll answer your questions on the air on her program from noon to 3 Eastern time. You can find that at drjoy.com. So you just heard us talking about families in stress, children not getting enough to eat. What does the family core? We often talk about individual problems when you and I are having our moments to help people figure out how do they handle certain problems. What happens when a father and or a mother can't take care of their family? What does go on? Well, how do you maintain? How do you hold on to the unit?
Well, let's look at it several different ways. And I basically agree with your guests. I work with Food Bank in New York and City Harvest, both of which, as far as I'm concerned, the basics, which just feed people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very hard to find a job. It's very hard to find your dignity. It's very hard to find your sense of inner calm if your tummy's rumbling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that this country, first of all, this is the time of year where, you know, everybody kind of is gearing up for Black Friday and, you know, Monday and everything. You know, one of the things that my listeners are really good about doing is sort of thinking about giving back or giving to people that don't have. There was one year where a woman called in and said, how do I explain to my kids that there's not going to be any Christmas? Both of us have jobs, but they don't start till January. And I did my thing about, you know, well, look, this, you know, Christmas is not really about stuff. It's about loving and peace and stuff like that. And listeners called up and went to the post office and they took their kids shopping for this family. And the reason I know about it is some guy from the post office called up and said, do you have the zip code for this person? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, I've had like 15 people who came in with their kids who wanted to send presents to these people so that they would have something for Christmas. So, you know, I think it's a great time of year to, instead of buying somebody a gewgaw that they probably don't need or want, to at least take part of that and get your kids involved in it in sort of saying, look, we have so much, let's give to somebody else. Because we know that not having enough to eat, worrying about where you're going to live, is incredibly stressful on everybody. And if we can kind of make people feel a little safer, a little happier, world peace will be ours.
I think there's just an underscore to that. The essence of thinking about others instead of yourself. And maybe that's a great way to
That's kind of the point of this time of year, really.
Right.
Yeah,
let's not make your children the number one focal point, but helping others probably is a good message. From Dr. Joy at drjoy.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's quite uncanny, your face.
But quite you, really.
You could pass for the original.
We are the original.
No, no, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts, a band.
Well, it couldn't be much with a name like that.
Yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Hey, I wonder what that pipe ball is leaving.
You mustn't do that.
Can't help it, I'm a born Liverpooler.
This was a pretty good day for the Beatles. Their movie Yellow Submarine premiered in the United States this date, 1968. Became the number one movie during this week in 1968. And the single Hey Jude was on top of the pop music charts in the seventh of 9 weeks at number one. So the Beatles having a good time during this era, 1968. Yellow Submarine, theme tune by the Beatles from the animated movie of the same name. How many people saw this and admit to it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, the silly, stupid stuff.
It's fun. Right, exactly.
The difference is I was 3 years old when that came out. I think you were 30, Doug. So.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here.
May or may not be back right after this.
The news on Dumb and Dumber 2 up next on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're looking to get your kids some smart gifts this holiday season, here are some of my favorites. I'm a big fan of the Maker Movement, and Radio Shack's $69 Make It Robotic Starter Kit is a great place to start. The Make It Kit lets you build and program your very own robot. If your kids are thinking about building a totally automated world, this is where they're going to start to learn how to do it. Another toy I really like is Ruminate. If there's a young lady in your life who's over 6 years old, Ruminate will let her build a dollhouse with stem STEM tools. It's a confidence and creativity builder like none other. For under $30, Ruminate lets you build dynamic environments with electronic components all over them. It's a great STEM skill builder that's also tons of fun. One other cool gadget is Radio Shack's Surveyor drone with video camera. It has an SD card slot and it's under $70. Who doesn't want to fly a mini drone around the house? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
20 years after the original, Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels are reprising their roles, or reprising, depending on how you want to pronounce it, as the dumb Harry and Lloyd. I'd forgotten the Jeff Daniels, because I don't much care for Jim Carrey. And now that I know that Jeff Daniels is in it, I might go see it, because I'm in my mind, Chucker, trying to juxtapose Daniels in this thing.
You're versus used to Jim Carrey being stupid. Network.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Jeff Daniels, you're like, well, wow.
As silly as Jim Carrey is in the original, Jeff Daniels is even dumb and dumber. It's pretty.
Really?
He's really, really good. You know what? I know it's 20 years later. Both actors, I believe, are in their early 50s.
Well,
I'm not
that.
Feeling it. I don't really have a gut feeling or gauge how this is going to do at the box office. I think it'll do okay, but I don't think it's going to do the box office that Jim Carrey needs to re-energize his career, which has really been on the down in the last...
Daniels doesn't need anything to revitalize his career. He's doing just fine.
Jeff Daniels is fine because he's a good character actor. Jim Carrey is a comedian.
All I remember, the most...
Jim Carrey doesn't need to revive anything. He's fine. He's set for life.
The film, the image in my mind of Jeff Daniels, of all the movies he's ever been in, that is in my mind more often when I think of him, other than I really like the show he's on HBO. But that last frame when he's in the house and realizes in Speed that what's his face has bugged the house. You know that frame that movie when he's in the house and he realizes that the bad guy, the actor, what's the actor's name that died?
Dennis Hopper.
Hopper has bugged the house.
He was in that, yeah.
And he realizes
the house is going to blow up.
The house is going to blow up. That facial expression, pretty amazing.
Nah, you have to say the speech from, what is it, not Men in Black, 4th of July, what was it?
Independence Day.
Thank you.
That's Bill Pullman.
That's not
I always get those guys messed up.
No. All right, Chuck, what else in the movie news bag?
Speaking of a guy who was actually on a real role, Dwayne The Rock Johnson signing on for an action comedy with comic Kevin Hart's title Central Intelligence.
Kevin Hart, the wrestler?
No,
that other,
that's
that.
Brad Hart.
Oh, that black boob who's awful. Oh, my God. He is. He's a horrible actor.
The one thing about Dwayne Johnson, he's on a roll, but he's in danger of becoming wildly overexposed. He's got too many projects.
But he made, $54 million last year? So a couple of years like that, he's all set.
Stop that away. Who cares?
See you later.
And his bank account is fine.
I cannot understand what people think about this Kevin Hart. Why in the world do they think this guy's got talent? What is there? What am I missing?
Talent, but people are buying tickets to his movies.
My God. Oof, I stay away from movies that he's in. 59 past the hour.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, 80.com.